Eric Newsom. You're a director of programming and acquisitions at National Public Radio. This is an event where people are wondering about the future of public broadcasting. What is your role in this upheaval, this moment of change?
I don't know if it's an upheaval. I think it's the natural progression of things. You know, I've been in public radio for probably 15 years as an adult, and every couple years, it's something new. Satellite radio, internet streaming, then back to satellite radio again, podcasting, commercial radio, all these different things. There's always a crisis, and the good thing about that is people rarely embrace change outside of a crisis. Sometimes you have to call something a crisis in order to get them to actually do it. So I think that this is kind of like, you know, whatever threat is going on right now is kind of threat du jour. But I think the reality of it is that as things change, that more and more, that as the world changes around us, more and more cause for us to have to change the way we do things. So
there is an attempt to change the style of NPR to be more inclusive and to attract younger people, people who don't necessarily listen to the radio now. If NPR changes in that way, what will happen to its core audience?
The idea of being inclusive does not necessarily mean of people of different demographics. There's two answers to that question. One is that by the language cues we use, the type of questions we ask, we exclude people. If we pay attention to those issues, we're broadening things out. The second part of that is where a lot of people take the discussion question you asked, which is, how do you serve younger audiences? How do you serve African-American audiences? You know, you don't do it by changing. You have to come up with a different version of something that is by those people for those people, rather than saying, what, you know, magic bullet do we add to Morning Edition to make younger people listen to it? That's not real. You can make sure that it's as inclusive as possible so that a broad palette of people do listen to it. But if you want something that younger people are going to listen to, you've got to create the younger version of Morning Edition. If you want something that Hispanics are going to be interested in, or African Americans, you have to create the version of that that sees things through that lens and talks to those people, which is a different conversation. You put different people at the table, you have a different conversation.
Thank you very much.
Sure, no problem.